The daunting saga of the 37 tunnels. The GPS says I am 3 hours 54 minutes from Siena, but it knows nothing of the tunnels twixt here and there, the shock of sudden darkness pierced by pursuing yellow eyes, glowing red advice to Mararari la Velocita, blinding flashes of sudden sun as I jump through stripes of light and dark, 13 tunnels and counting. The car is stuffed with stuff, rattling clay pots, beating a clunky, arrhythmic clang as I swerve and slide through exit curves from each of the 19 tunnels on the way to Siena. Some quick, some interminable trips into heavy mountains that hang on man-made promises of strength. Do you doubt steel as I do? Surely one of 22 tunnels will fail, crash, or crumble, or gobble up space it gave. I escape briefly from the autostrada, exit to slower curves through tree canopies, and stop at a roadside shrine. Thank whatever gods may be for a road that leads to Siena, however convoluted and constricted the 27 tunnels, a fit price to pay to return to the dream of Siena. How did they find my grandmother's imperfect, perfect tomatoes, tart and sweet and juicy, pale, misshapen, slightly green at the edges? My reward for surviving another tunnel on the journey, for gripping the wheel, turning, turning, turning ever so slightly on every curve of the 32 tunnels. A Brunello toast to any person reborn, empowered, tough enough to conquer 37 or 40 or 63 or all the tunnels that ever tried to test a traveler on the journey to Siena. The waiter offers a firefly softly in his hands to a bambino, giggling at captured light that twinkles and wiggles. Tomorrow I will eat breakfast with the sunrise, stand at counters like the Sienese, espresso bitter on my lips, sit in the compo grateful for all difficult journeys that end at her homecoming. I leave one bite of Nona's warm caramel cream cake on the plate for another time. Grazie, grazie, grazie mille.